Paul, with no pregame skate this morning, what can you tell us about your lineup coming in tonight?
No, I'm not telling you anything. What do you want to know, man? Ask me something directly. Who's in, who's out?
Yes.
Okay. Scheif's out, Wheeler's out, Lowry's out, Trouba's out, Morrissey's out, Hellebuck's out.
Who's your starting goalie?
Mace. Steve Mason's starting tonight. Comrie backing up.
How hard was it, or what was the conversation like with the guys that you're bringing out that had played every game this year?
No, I mean, I was aware of it and sensitive to it, but there were solid reasons for those guys to come out. They need the time. I don't want them playing back-to-back. They're all dealing with something. It's all minor. They're all going to be good for Calgary. But those guys, it wasn't the guys who had played every game. I've got guys that have played every game that are in. It was anybody that we didn't want in the game tonight because they got through it last night, but we want to get them some rest.
How important is it to get some of the guys who've had long layoffs a shot? Because you may need them in the postseason if you want.
Get them back into a game, and that includes Roslovic, who just came out based on health, and the other two up front. They've got to get into a game, get feeling good. But that was, in all honesty, that was secondary. I wasn't getting those guys in and picking people to take out. It was targeted people. And they knew long before that we got back-to-back, if they didn't feel absolutely 100%, I was pulling.
For Steven, he had a shutter in his last game, and yeah. He had to wait. I mean, what's his headspace like?
He feels good. He wants to get back in. It's a good work day for him. It's unfortunate that he got injured because he come off a shutout. A guy can really get on a roll, get feeling good right away. We'd like to be able to do that for him here tonight, give him a good chance to feel good about his game.
Niku play?
Eric Comrie's backing up.
Niku play tonight?
Correct.
What do you expect from him?
That's why he's playing tonight. I know he's had an outstanding year in the American Hockey League, but he's going to see a real quick team, real fast team, and he's a skating D. So what we're looking for is for him to get back, touch that thing first, and move it quick.
Yeah, your theory as to how he managed to, to have this big an impact while being drafted extremely late 2 years ago.
Who's that?
Niku.
There's just a long history of late-round picks that develop at different rates and come in to be Pavel Datsyuks of the National Hockey League. I'm not comparing the two. He's playing in his first game. But the idea is there are very, very good NHL players that on the draft day, they're either physically not ready, they haven't played against the right competition, they haven't had the right exposure, that they fall in the draft because people don't know what they're going to become. Pascal Vincent and his staff do a really nice job developing our players and has brought this guy along. I would suggest we were hopeful that he was going to be an offensive defenseman at the American League to start. I think we're all very pleasantly surprised at the numbers he's put up this year.
Do